Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day outside. It's cloudy and hopefully it will rain. So we thank God for this lovely day. Let me encourage you from this beautiful words of Jesus from the Gospel of John chapter 15 verses 10 to 11. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete, or your joy may overflow, your joy may be full, the translation says. My dear brothers and sisters, an unknown writer said, joy is the flag which is flown from the castle of the heart when the king is in residence there. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, joy should be one of our chief characteristics of our Christian faith. In the New Testament, the word kara is used 53 times to mean joy. Only a joyful, exuberant Christian is a worthy representative of the transforming power of Christ's gospel. But what is spiritual joy? It is much more than mere laughter or even happiness. It is a life that is at rest in the Lord, regardless of life circumstances. Such a life cannot help but have a strong impact on non-believers. If there were more singing Christians, there would be more Christians. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, often our finest and most effective songs are sung during the midnight experiences of life. It is easy to sing when all is well, but to sing when all is dark requires the indwelling presence of Jesus Christ. You know, I was listening to this beautiful hymn written early 1900s in 1910 by Luther Bridges. He was a Methodist pastor and evangelist from Georgia, and he's believed to have written both words and music to this beautiful hymn. Following the death of his wife and three sons in a fire at the home of his wife's parents while he was away conducting revival meetings in Kentucky. Wow, isn't that amazing to write such beautiful words? He says, there's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers, sweet and low, fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still in all of life's ebb and flow. And then he goes on to say, Jesus, Jesus, that's the chorus. Sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. And he continues with another 3 to 4 verses along with that. It's amazing, beautiful words. I'll give you the link for that. You can hear that hymn and follow the words. It will encourage you. My dear brothers and sisters, determine to live with a singing spirit. Be a truly praising Christian, because praise and prayer is what pleases God. Hallelujah. Prayer is petitioning to God for all that you need or want. But praise is something that you thank God in advance, knowing that God is there to help you and to bless you and to be with you no matter what your situation is. Hallelujah. So praise Him, pray unto Him, and God is going to come through in any and every situation that is inadvertent or negative. God is going to turn it around for your good in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Abba, Father God, we are in the land of the living. O Father, once we are dead and gone and buried, we cannot sing unto the Lord. But as long we have breath in our nostrils, Abba, Father, we have an opportunity to thank you, opportunity to bless you, opportunity to praise you. And I pray that we will seize it night and day, praising and praying unto the Lord, that you will be alone glorified, as we are commanded to praise you, as we are commanded to pray without ceasing. I pray that, Lord, your church, your people, O Father, those who are called by your name, we will pray much, we will praise much. And that is what brings pleasure to your holy name, that you delight in our prayers and you delight in our praises unto your name. I pray, Abba, Father God, today our joy will be complete, our joy will overflow. The joy, O Lord God Almighty, that comes by the power of the Holy Ghost will overflow through our lives, that the people of the world will see it, know it. Lord, will be so contagious, O Lord God Almighty, that sorrow will be wiped away from our neighborhood. Wherever we are, in our marketplaces, in our offices, in our schools, in our colleges, wherever we are, sorrow will be removed because of the joy of the Spirit that is within us. I pray for your flock as they step out to their jobs, to their business, and running the errands for the day. Bless them and keep them from the evil one. I pray, Lord, for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing in their bodies, in their mind. Oh, Father God, that, Lord, that they were healed by your stripes. And we thank you for that. We thank you. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command it, get out and enter into that body again, no more. And we thank you for that, O Lord. We bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, give you all glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.